From NPR News, I'm Tony Cox. The Congressional Black Caucus, which represents 43 African-American lawmakers, recently named Democratic North Carolina Representative Mel Watt as its chairman. In his six terms, Congressman Watt has earned a reputation as an unapologetic advocate on issues of particular importance to African-Americans. Congressman Watt officially begins his tenure as the CBC's new chairman on January the 4th, but he has his work cut out for him in the coming session, given what most acknowledge as a tense relationship between the White House and the CBC. Congressman Watt now joins us from member station WFAE Radio in Charlotte, North Carolina, to talk about some of those challenges. Congressman, nice to have you on the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Even with a liberal voting record in Congress, your reputation is that of a principled fighter. And by the way, that comes from some of your opponents. And with President Bush outlining what is clearly a conservative agenda for the next few years, and with a Congress that backs him, how can you and the CBC overcome that ideological divide and get some needed work done for African Americans?
Well, I think the first thing we have to do is focus not on President Bush's agenda or anybody else's agenda, but focus on our own agenda. So we are going to start immediately after the swearing-in on January 4th. On January 5th, we'll be having a day-long retreat where we set up the things that are central to our agenda and then send that agenda to President Bush, to the Republican leadership, to the Democratic leadership in the House and the Senate, and to the country. Then we can start to work on our agenda, not worry about what his agenda is.
Well, you know, some have suggested that the Democratic Party must move to the right in light of the president's reelection. And talking about agendas, do you find that the agenda for African Americans in this country is moving to the right in step with the rest of the country, or is it more separate than what everyone else seems to be interested in?
No, I don't think the agenda is moving. Sometimes the response to the agenda is moving to the right, and what you are able to accomplish may be moving to the right and moving slower, as it has historically. We've had periods of progress and retrogression throughout the history of African-American people in this country. But the agenda has always been the same. The central core agenda of African-American people and of the Congressional Black Caucus has always been absolute equality, close disparities in every criteria that exist in our society between the African-American community and white community. And that continues to be our agenda. Whether we can get people to go along with it may ebb and flow, but the agenda remains the same.
Do you believe that, speaking again about this agenda, there in the last election was evidence that black voters shared some of the conservative religious views of their white counterparts, and some supported President Bush over the issues of gay marriage and things of that sort. Are you finding that what once was perhaps a monolithic view within the black community with regard to things like equality is not so longer as much monolithic, and that people are beginning to look at these items differently now?
There were some people in the last election, a number of people who elevated that other agenda, the religious agenda, the social agenda, the moral agenda, above the equality agenda. And we have to understand that we've got to work harder, be more verbal, be more articulate in making sure that the public knows our agenda, and elevate our equality agenda to an equal status.
Let me ask you about these things, because the CBC is growing in membership this time around, and also you will have the luxury of a African-American senator in Barack Obama of Illinois. Have you reached out
really
to him?
I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, have you reached out to him, and what's been his response to joining up?
I certainly have reached out to him. It's an exciting prospect to have a African-American member of the Senate. We have, over the last several years, since Carol Moseley Braun was not in the Senate, had regular meetings with members of the Senate. And when we go over and meet with the members of the Senate, we go away feeling really invigorated and feeling like they share our agenda, the equality agenda.
Did you say you felt that the Senate has been in step and in accord with the CDC?
I say that when we go over to meet with them, we get them invigorated about our agenda. The problem is that there is nobody on an ongoing basis to follow that up directly with them, because there has not been an African-American member of the Senate. And having Barack Obama, I think, gives us a direct follow-up capability to capitalize on the excitement that we feel when we and have felt when we've met with members of the Senate.
On the issue of the CBC growing, we've mentioned that you're going from 39 to 43 members when Congress convenes in January. Some have said that the caucus is growing with newly gerrymandered districts for blacks and Latinos, but the way the districts are set up outside of the inner cities also seems to work to strengthen the conservative Republican voting power. So is this deal sort of a sleeping with the enemy, so to speak?
No, I don't think so. We still, as African-American people, don't represent a fair share of the members of the Senate or the House in this country, and we have to stay focused on closing that disparity that exists in the representation side of our agenda. If you ask me, I will tell you that I knew that I was African-American long before I knew whether I was Democratic or Republican. I'm not worried about sleeping with the enemy. If we're advancing our own agenda, we will work with anybody who is willing to work and support that agenda.
Final thing, that takes us to the front steps of the White House and whether or not you can get the President of the United States to work with that agenda. It has been not so successful in his first term, you would agree, I assume.
Well, we actually had a very positive meeting with President Bush early in his first term, and at the end of that meeting, President Bush indicated that he would have regular meetings with the Congressional Black Caucus. Unfortunately, he reneged on the promise. He now says at the beginning of this second term that this is a new day. I take him at his word, and we will make a major effort to outreach to the president to work on our agenda, not the president's agenda, the CBC's agenda. We will articulate it, and we will invite him to support it. Now, if he refuses to do that, it won't be because we have not offered to work with him and solicited his support for the agenda.
Representative Mel Watt joined us in his home state of North Carolina from member station WFAE Radio. He begins his tenure as chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus on January the 4th. Congressman Watt, congratulations on the new position and all the best to you.
Thank you so much.